Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
We are together now getting into our conversation with our Ask a Pastor segment, and the pastor is already standing by to give us some perspective on this question. Remember, this segment is dedicated to you. Ask your questions. We'll find you a pastor. My producer has done just that. She has found us Pastor Foster Skenos Chiwanda, joining us to give us some perspective for the whole week. Mbonis, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm well. It's like, save for a small headache, a human-made headache, but I'll be fine. I'll recover from it. I always do. Are you well, Mfundis?
I am very well.
Lovely, lovely. Our question for today, Mfundis, is it appropriate for faith leaders to own extravagant homes or cars?
That's a very important question. I am tempted to start with the Bible verses, but no, let me say that affluence or poverty are two terms that are relative and conditional. It depends on where the people are,
the
nation in which they are, the church in which they are serving, how they are remunerated. There are different reasons why we could say it's appropriate, but also there are reasons how we could define the same scenario as inappropriate.
Okay.
So maybe what would you advise me to do? Maybe I should start with which list of factors showing inappropriateness or factors for being appropriate. I mean, owning expensive cars and homes being inappropriate or being appropriate. Then we can see how the Word of God will balance it for us.
Okay.
From there.
All right. Go ahead, Pastor.
So I can go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Let me start with inappropriate.
Okay.
I'm trying to say that religious leaders having expensive homes and cars is inappropriate.
Say that again.
Inappropriate in the sense that
public perception
or personal image is very important on the part of the pastor.
Okay.
His owning of such expensive things may make him appear as out of touch with the faith community. And it also sends a wrong message, because people begin to question the ethics of the pastor, his morality, his financial accountability. All those aspects are questioned.
Okay.
And it's also questioned whether he puts God first, whether he prioritizes God or he prioritizes himself and his only extravagant lifestyle.
Okay.
So there is a degree of disrepute for being insensitive, greedy, and materialistic, as well as worldly.
Okay.
And people look at the pastor who is so extravagant as if not valuing the values of humility, modesty, service, and sacrifice.
Right.
He seems not to support such kind of lifestyle, and he seems not to give a right example to the membership.
Okay.
The followers, those are the church members or the religious members, they feel disconnected from the leadership. They also look at him or her, that pastor, that leader, as neglecting the poor in the faith.
Mm.
And they associate him with the love of money, which is the root of all evil.
Right.
They think that extravagant pastor is displaying ostentatious self-glory,
right,
you know,
right.
and that probably he gets his resources from corruption and theft.
Right.
He's suspected. They view the leader as pompous and proud, and they also find that he is extravagant, and maybe that we can also say that he feeds the evil in the community, in the faith community, or the community outside. He feeds their basic jealousies and covetousness.
Mm.
That's what I could say on the inappropriateness of this kind of lifestyle.
Right, right.
But I would also be quick to say that it is appropriate. It is appropriate because it does not always show that he's exhibiting love of money. You can't begin to judge this pastor as being, of this leader as being extravagant, because you don't know the source of his income or the source of his resources. There may be justifiable sources. It could be a gift from a child. It could be a legacy from parents. It could be a gift from friends or fellow religious community members, or some well-to-do religious community member who just think, we wanted to honor our leader with this expensive home and this expensive vehicle. He hasn't gotten it from himself. He put no effort. It's just a gift from the members. It could be from personal savings. There are some leaders who have been investing money in certain stocks and other spheres for years, and they get dividends on a yearly basis, and they invest also in other things, and they get money out of that, and they feel that they are capable of buying such kind of a home, such kind of a vehicle. So I'm saying that there are many factors that are hidden in the prosperity that we are looking at. Maybe both, they could be both humble and modest and sacrificial service while owning such expensive property could be put together there. And actually, I would compare with some people I have heard that it is not required that the leader should downsize his real estate or his momentum modalities to match with the average or the lowest in the faith community. You mean if I brought my vehicle, which is so expensive, when I come to this community, I should sell it and then say that I wanted to buy something which is similar to the average person in that community? It's not slavery to human beings. It's slavery to God. And you see that pastor or that leader may also be a model to those desiring to improve their financial economic statuses. And it could be also a demonstration of God's blessings on the leader. He may also glorify the Lord with the home, glorify the Lord with the property that he seems to be not quite good. So I think he has the right to enjoy life. And he can also be a blessing to others who are less fortunate. I wanted to end with the Bible examples.
Yes,
Job was affluent. Abraham was affluent. Isaiah was affluent. Jacob was affluent. Joseph was affluent. David was affluent. Daniel was affluent. Solomon was affluent. Jesus owns the entire heaven and earth, and he also owns the new city and all the many mansions up there. He is the richest of all. So God says he will give us all that we need and more. And why should we continue to judge each other for what somebody owns?
I like the way you concluded, Mfundis, because you hit me in the mouth just as I was about to ask, then what does the Bible say? And I'm glad that you have concluded with that Bible perspective. Now, help me understand. You said there are two answers, and you concluded with the one that I believe is biblical. I'm curious now with the other answer that says pastors who are demonstrating or showing opulence out of touch. Where does the Bible support that view? I mean, why should we even care about people who are going to have views about pastors who are like Jesus, who owns a cattle on a thousand hills? Why should we bother ourselves with people? If the Bible demonstrates that God is all about prosperity, I wish that we may all prosper. Why should we bother ourselves about people who feel the pastor is out of touch?
Let me go to a Bible text.
Yes.
Psalm 49, right. Verse 20, 16 and 17. I'll read quickly. People who boast of their wealth don't understand. They will die just like animals. Verse 16. So don't be dismayed when the wicked grow rich and their homes become more splendid. Verse 17. For when they die, they take nothing with them. Their wealth will not follow them into the grave. You see, this is very sobering. It's very, very sobering. It's trying to teach us that life must be lived in moderation. Because there are times when we get busy with making all this money, buying all these things that are expensive, and sometimes we tend to close our eyes to the sufferings of others. You know, so this is quite sobering, because it's trying to tell us that we came naked, we will go naked with nothing. So if we have something, why don't we glorify God with it? If we have something, why don't we share with the less fortunate? If we have something, why don't we reduce our opulence? Why don't we reduce the costs of our extravagant lifestyles in order that the savings or the whatever we crop out of those self-sacrifices, we can then distribute to those or empower those who must also live a life that is better than what we see around. I thought that God is fair to tell us to love him with all our heart, and then love our neighbors. We love ourselves. They love ourselves. We love ourselves. Should at least temper us when we are trying to go extravagant. I thought so.
I'm wondering, when you say it should temper, by what biblical example, Mfundis, where do we get it from that you're supposed to temper your opulence and your extravagance? I mean, this God is a God who has already built a city with the streets of gold. He hasn't tempered his. When he instructed the building of the temple, can you imagine the opulence in the first temple built by Solomon? Even the prep work that was done by David, it was all expensive things. The priests, the Levites, on their chest, they were wearing jewelry, Mfundisi. 12 stones, 12 precious stones.
Like that.
Where do we get this from that you can't, you should not be wearing jewelry as pastors? You shouldn't be wearing, they were wearing fine linen. The Bible says they were wearing fine, not just linen, fine linen, well threaded. So in today's day, they were wearing excellent suits and jewelry, 12 stones each. So where do we get this from that they're supposed to temper their opulence?
Have you ever heard this? Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have.
Yes.
For God said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you.
Yes.
So have you ever heard this? If we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. Have you ever heard such things?
Yes, yes. But remember, the question from this is not owning wealth. My question was, if God has given Solomon the wealth, why should we bother when Solomon is demonstrating the love of God on him, the blessings on him, by building God such an opulent temple? Where do we get it from that when a leader is blessed, they should not worship God with these blessings?
Did you see how the same Solomon ended up marrying a thousand wives and behaving in ways that God could not approve?
That has nothing to do with his wealth, though, Pastor.
The same Solomon did that.
That has nothing to do with his wealth, though.
It was because he was rich. He was influenced by his lifestyle.
Well, the Bible doesn't say that.
What we are trying to say here is that our best example on the earth is Jesus Christ. And what does he say? He says, store up treasures. He said, store up treasures. Don't store up treasures here on earth. Then he said, store your treasures in heaven. Then he says, where your treasure is, the desires of your heart will also be there. And then he says, let the desires of your heart be on the kingdom of God above all else. Seek the kingdom, but and live righteously. and he will give you everything that you need. So that one balances, because he is saying, don't try to put your heart on those things. But then God, when he sees that you are living according to his will, he will bless you abundantly.
Yes.
Also according.
And when God has when God has blessed you abundantly, what then should you do for this? When God has blessed you abundantly, where do we get it from that you must temper?
What are you going to do when God has blessed? Oh no, the tempering I meant was that you see, when you are highly blessed, deeply, abundantly blessed, what God expects of you is that you will honor him with your wealth.
Right.
You will honor him with what you have.
Absolutely.
So to honor him with what you have involves giving God what
absolutely.
He wants.
Absolutely.
And also giving human beings, I mean, sharing with human beings.
Yes.
Good sharing, not a poor, irresponsible sharing.
Right,
but
right.
Giving those that need.
Right,
their need.
Right,
so
right.
You demonstrate love for God with your wealth, and
right.
also demonstrate your love for others with your wealth.
Absolutely.
That's what God expects of us.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree with that. I'm perfectly happy with it. So again, according to this person's question, then it's okay. There is nothing wrong with pastors having expensive homes and expensive cars as long as they honor God with those expensive cars.
Wrong. There is nothing wrong.
Yeah. And it's appropriate. It's actually
because
appropriate.
It's very appropriate because he has that expensive home in Malawi where many people are poor, many people will be looking to him to say, hey, maybe if we pass by that home,
yes.
we can get something.
Yes.
So they will come to that home and get something. If he has this expensive vehicle, they will be sure that he can give us something. They will flock to him.
Yeah.
And then he will also be able to respond according to how God leads him.
Right, right. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
So,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so that idea that they're out of touch, just clarify that. Just put that into perspective that people get out of touch. Just put that into perspective.
Out of touch.
Yes.
Out of touch, that idea is having, it has a problem. That
okay.
idea has a problem. The problem is that if he has a faith community of members who are poor,
yes,
their poverty creates some jealousies, covetousness in them that
right.
makes them view their pastor or their leader as proud and pompous.
Okay.
They look at him as he is accumulating things, good things for himself.
Right.
He doesn't care about us. They judge him wrong. They judge him wrong.
Right.
And I am trying to say that that is also a problem on the part of the poor in the faith communities.
I see.
They should stop looking at the pastor as negatively, at the leader as negatively.
Right.
They should now begin to say, he has been blessed. The God who blessed him is also able to bless us.
Right.
And they seek to find ways of getting some
right.
blessings or even more blessings than their leader.
Absolutely. No, that's abundantly clear. No, I understand you now, Mfundisi. Thank you very much for coming through and talking to us. Always a pleasure. Always a blessing talking to you. See you tomorrow, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day, brother.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.